Okay, let's go ahead and move into tradition 11. And we have Kelly M. Kelly, are
Hi.
You? Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm a recovered alcoholic, and my home group is Folsom Friday Night Group. And I had the pleasure of serving as the California Northern Interior Area Panel 64 delegate in 2014 and 15. And I'd like to thank the committee for asking me to share today on Tradition 11 at this amazing traditions workshop that you've all put on. I've thoroughly enjoyed being here and participating. Our 11th tradition reads, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. And the long form of the 11th tradition is a little bit longer. And it reads, our relations with the general public should be characterized by personal anonymity. We think AA ought to avoid sensational advertising. Our names and pictures as AA members ought not be broadcast, filmed, or publicly printed. Our public relations should be guided by the principle of attraction rather than promotion. There is never need to praise ourselves. We feel it better to let our friends recommend us. So with that, I think there's a couple points that are really important to discuss, and that is that why isn't television and the internet included with press, radio, and films? And the reason is television really came into full force in the 1950s. And it was as discussed here earlier today, the traditions were passed in 1950. So it was really before television became the thing that it is today and before internet even existed. But Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole, which means our fellowship through the General Service Conference process, recognizes television and the internet as part of the to be included with press, radio, and films. We just haven't put those words into the traditions, but it's very clear through our conference process that we do include television and the internet as part of that tradition, part of the tradition. And I'd like to read from why Alcoholics Anonymous is anonymous. And this is a 1955 Grapevine article written by Bill. And he says, the old files at AA headquarters reveal many scores of such experiences with broken anonymity. And this is just, this is part of, this is a very long article. So I'm reading into the article. This is near the end of the article. And it's a great article from why Alcoholics Anonymous is anonymous. You can look it up at AA Grapevine, get a copy of it. It's really worth to read the entire article, but I'm going to read this part. The old files at AA headquarters reveal many scores of such experiences with broken anonymity. Most of them point up the same lessons. They tell us that we alcoholics are the biggest rationalizers in the world, that fortified with the excuse we are doing great things for AA, we can, through broken anonymity, resume our old and disastrous pursuit of personal power and prestige, public honors and money, the same implacable urges that when frustrated once caused us to drink, the same forces that are today ripping the globe apart at its seams. Moreover, they make clear that enough spectacular anonymity breakers could someday carry our whole society down into that ruinous dead end with them. So we are certain that if such forces ever rule our fellowship, we will perish too, just as other societies have perished throughout human history. Let us not suppose for a moment that we recovered alcoholics are so much better or stronger than other folks, or that because in 20 years nothing has ever happened to AA, that nothing ever can. And again, he's talking 20 years. This was 1955. He wrote it, so 20 years after he started. So that's just a piece of that that I wanted to read, because I think it really is. It goes on for some length, and he talks about the danger of releasing our full names and pictures on press, radio, films. He mentions television in this article, so this is where he recognizes. He says, we now fully realize that 100% personal anonymity before the public is just as vital to the life of AA as 100% sobriety is to the life of each and every member. This is not the counsel of fear. It is the prudent voice of long experience. I'm sure that we are going to listen, that we shall make every needed sacrifice. Indeed, we have been listening. Today, only a handful of anonymity breakers remain. This was written in 1955. And at this point, Bill had already recognized that he was Alcoholics Anonymous' biggest anonymity breaker. And that's why he really did a full circle and felt very strongly that we needed to have this tradition and we needed to protect anonymity at this level, at this public level. And I think today it's, you know, one of the most controversial traditions and topics that comes up in AA, especially with the proliferation of the internet. There's even a movement where people feel that it's okay to break their anonymity on the internet and to let people know that they're members of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a whole, and that they have the right to do that. And I certainly recognize that everybody has the right to be right, and you know, we can't control what anybody does. But I think as members of Alcoholics Anonymous and as members that want to continue our fellowship, that we have just a really important role in educating our members as to why we are suggesting that people not break anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, or the internet, because there is really no benefit to doing that. We have committees called public information and cooperation with the professional community that do that work for us, for public information work. And so those are groups of alcoholics that come together to do public information work, to talk with the press when needed. And these are not, when we do talk with the press, we use non-alcoholic members of our general service board that are able to talk about Alcoholics Anonymous and to speak on behalf of our fellowship. We do not use AA members themselves to speak with the press. And this is to protect our fellowship. And I think we see cases all the time where we, you know, can question whether this is the right thing to do or not on the internet. We see a lot of times where people will put birthday chips on there celebrating their birthdays. And again, if people don't say they're AA members in that and they just say, I have 27 years, is that a break of anonymity? Again, these are really questions for each and every one of us not to judge others with or even ourselves with, but really to contemplate, really, you know, within the silence of our meditation and with the contemplation of the traditions as we're studying them today, to really discover what is the purpose when we do something. What is the purpose that we are doing anything within the confines of press, radio, films, television, or the internet in regards to letting people know that we are members of Alcoholics Anonymous or not? The in regards to the digital media, Alcoholics Anonymous has a pamphlet called Understanding Anonymity. It's a fantastic pamphlet that I recommend people give to their new sponsees. It's a really great thing to give them to talk about anonymity and just to review for yourself. And one of the things it talks about, it says, when using digital media, AA members are responsible for their own anonymity and that of others. When we post, text, or blog, we should assume that we are publishing at the public level. when we break our anonymity in these forums, we may inadvertently break the anonymity of others. That's from the publication, Understanding Anonymity. And also, maintaining anonymity at the public level, we say, when appearing on radio, television, film, or on the internet as AA members, we refrain from showing our faces or revealing our last names. In printed articles, on websites, or emails, we are identified by our first names and last initials only. We use our first names and last initials only when speaking as AA members at non-AA meetings. And you can see the AA pamphlet, Speaking at Non-AA Meetings, which talks about that. We do not put AA on envelopes sent through the mails, not even on correspondence directed to AA entities, on material to be posted on AA bulletin boards and printed on AA programs that the general public might see. We omit all members' last names and identified in titles such as Reverend, Professor, or Sergeant. So that's a little bit of information. There's so much wealth of information that our fellowship has on these topics. Obviously, the 12 and 12 that we're talking about today, the Understanding Anonymity pamphlet that I talked about, the 12 Traditions Illustrated is fantastic. We have this amazing, our 12 Traditions from AA Grapevine. That's a great resource to be used to talk with. The AA group has information as well. So many fantastic sources to research regarding anonymity at the level. The other thing that's really worthwhile doing is to check out the traditions checklist. If you've never seen this, and they have tradition 11, they have six questions on that. And such as, do I sometimes promote AA so fanatically that I make it seem unattractive? Am I always careful to keep the confidences reposed in me as an AA member? Am I careful about throwing AA names around even within the fellowship? Am I ashamed of being a recovered or recovering alcoholic? What would AA be like if we were not guided by the ideas in Tradition 11? Where would I be? And is my AA sobriety attractive enough that a sick drunk would want such a quality for himself? So when it comes to anonymity and the 11th tradition, I think others have talked about it today, that it's something that each one of us really needs to experience on our own and research, but also to take the opportunity to educate others in this program about anonymity and allow them the resources that we have as a fellowship so that they can educate themselves. So thank you for this amazing opportunity to share with you today.
Thank you, Kelly. Great job. Thank you.